Joining us this morning for a community connection, your state senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be on with you.
Pleasure to have you as well. Let's talk about cutoffs, because I know there are some, there's kind of some critical benchmarks or timelines, I should say, when you all are in session. What's coming up next as far as cutoffs go?
Well, you're right, Jeff. The whole legislative session actually is structured based on these strict cutoff dates, you know, for bills to get introduced, for bills to make it out of their committee, for bills to make it out of their chamber, House or Senate. And so the whole process is kind of set up this way. And so much of the process early on is just, you know, your head is swimming with all these different bills, you know, hundreds of bills, potentially upwards of 1,000 bills that are introduced in the session. And a lot of people get very concerned about some of these ideas. But the reality is any legislator can sponsor a bill, but getting your bill through the process and getting it passed is actually a totally different scenario. And actually, less than 10% of the bills that get introduced actually successfully make their way through the whole process and become law. And that's actually a good thing, because I think the founders wanted a very rigorous and difficult process to make new laws. But we do have this next major deadline. It's probably the biggest one of the session. It's for bills that to pass out of their chamber of origin. So I'm a senator. I sponsor Senate bills. Representative Steele and Representative Gaynor are House of Representative members. They sponsor House bills. But this coming deadline, March 9th, which I think is Tuesday, bills that originated in the state Senate need to pass the state Senate, and bills that originated in the state House need to pass the state House. And then what we do after that is the House passed bills that have been approved get referred to their Senate committees, and then we go back to committee to do our work there. And then the Senate approved bills, like one of mine related to utility wildfire, has already passed the Senate, and I'm hoping to get a hearing in the House next week. So it's kind of an interesting process. It's a very critical stage in the process, and a lot of the members, particularly in the Senate, are really focused on getting their bills out, if their bills have even made it that far. Fortunately for me, I've had one bill already pass the Senate, as I mentioned, and it did pass unanimously, which was great. But I have three more bills, and fortunately, all three of those bills are still available and eligible at this stage to be voted on by the full Senate.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about what's the process for you to lobby some attention? Because obviously, as you mentioned, what, upwards of 1,000 bills may come through, but they're not all going to get passed. How do you lobby for attention and get some traction?
Yeah, well, in fact, most of them don't pass. As I mentioned, 90%. 9 out of 10 don't make it, right. Don't make it all the way through anyway. And most of the bills don't really even make it this far. They either don't make it out of their committee, or there's another intermediary step known as the Rules Committee, which is kind of this gatekeeper of bills that may come to the floor or may not. So a lot of bills die off there. And, you know, every step of the way, it's up for discussion. And usually what I start with is all of my bills. I try to come up with good ideas for one, and fortunately I have a pretty good success record with passing bills into law. I think I'm at probably 50%, maybe a little bit greater than 50%, which if you think about the average of less than 10%, I think I'm doing pretty good. But also, I don't come up with the craziest ideas either. You know, I consider myself, I'm not the Mark McGuire home run hitter, swing for the fences, have these really aspirational bills. I'm more of like the Ichiro, right? Where I'm you know, hitting a lot of base hits, and I think I can contribute to the team in that way. Although this particular year, I think a lot of my ideas are fresh ideas, whether it's hydrogen vehicles, school calendar and education policy things related to utility wildfire and other bills that just, you know, make sense. I have a lot of supporters for the bills, both as legislative co-sponsors, Republicans and Democrats, but also after being in the legislature now, this is my ninth year, I've learned how to work the bills. I mean, experience does matter. Every step of the way is important. And it starts off with good bipartisan support, good ideas, but also working those ideas with the stakeholders. I have a lot of groups that are supportive of my ideas, and so I try to harness their energy and leverage their relationships to connect with key legislators at every step in the process. And every step in the process involves a different leverage point and a different opportunity to influence. And so I've tried to kind of utilize that for each bill to its fullest based on the legislators that are interested in that bill. And so far, I'm proud to say it's worked for me. I mean, I have four bills. All four of my bills are still eligible at this critical point in the process to advance from the Senate. And I guess I wouldn't be surprised if all four of the bills actually clear this cutoff and go over to the House, because at this point in the process, I've actually built up support on both sides for each bill. So both the Republicans and the Democrats want to get some of these bills through the process. So that's important to me. And, you know, I think it's important to our district too, because as the state senator for the 12th district, I want to be as effective as I can be for our constituents. And one of the bills, for example, that I'm hoping gets voted on real soon is a bill that was brought to me from a constituent, Randy's Towing, who's a small business owner in our area. And I could talk about that bill if you have an interest. But some of these bills are brought to me from constituents, either directly or during listening tours. And so it's important that I'm effective at my job so that I can help our district.
Yeah, we did have a listener, I think last week, call in, and as I mentioned to them, you're listening to her. They called in on Second Cup of Coffee saying, hey, can we ever get questions to Senator Hawkins? And I mentioned to them, you're listening to her, but you're available by email, and you will take calls from folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we schedule Zoom meetings. We have larger stakeholders. This week it's a little more difficult because we're basically beginning about 8:30, I'm going to be preparing for Senate floor action, and we might go to 10 p.m. tonight. So if we do have breaks and we're not voting, we're actually studying the bills, considering amendments. And so I really, this week is kind of difficult. But the best way for people to reach me is through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. Mm-hmm. And we have opportunities there through email or the phone numbers, how people can contact us. We have a legislative hotline in the legislature that people can utilize. But also, I pride myself in my communications with our district, and regularly, almost every week, I send out an email newsletter, and we put a lot of effort into that. And this particular week, we're going to be focusing the email newsletter on our regional transportation priorities. And transportation is something you and I have talked about, Jeff, multiple times. But people should look at this newsletter. It actually includes a survey as well. And so this newsletter goes out to almost 45,000 to 50,000 emails in throughout North Central Washington. And it provides an opportunity for this one for people to provide their input to me, which is very important to me, both in the listening tours through email and through these surveys. And so if people have any thoughts or feedback about transportation issues or other issues, they can utilize the survey that will be going out later today. There's comment fields and other things, and I do review those. Last time when I sent out the survey on COVID-19 vaccinations, I had upwards of 85 or 90 different pages of comments, and it took me a couple weeks to process through those. But, you know, I believe these positions exist to serve the people who elect you, and so for the people who are the constituents of the 12th district, if they have thoughts or concerns or feedback for me, I value that and want to hear that. So I encourage everybody to reach out to me one way or another so I can do the best job I can to represent the KOZI listeners.
We appreciate that. Now, before we run out of time, which is getting quite short, we're about the halfway mark here of this session. What can we anticipate in the coming weeks?
Well, I think in the coming weeks, we're going to focus on the remaining bills that are left, which the volume is going to be way down, and the three budgets. Once we get to this point, we're going to be talking mostly about the remaining bills and the operating, the transportation, and the capital budget development. we should be rolling out those proposals here soon, and then hopefully agreeing upon final budgets within the next month or two.
Very good. Stellar report this morning, Senator. Thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Always great to be on with you.